Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2778, When Should You Start Saving for Retirement? By Francisco Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to the Sunday bonus episode where I share an episode from our Optimal Network covering another topic. Today's covering money, coming from our podcast, Optimal Finance Daily. If you enjoy it, please do subscribe to or follow the show. Just search for Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're hearing this. But with that, let's get right to the bonus episode and Diana's commentary as we optimize your life.
When should you start saving for retirement? By Francisco Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. Chances are you aren't saving enough for retirement. It's nothing personal. In fact, I'm not saving enough for retirement. I have over $200,000 in student loans, and on my medical resident salary, every spare dollar goes to repay my loans. The Federal Reserve published a report highlighting that most people can't save for retirement. Over 1 in 8 of Americans struggle to pay their bills each month. Half of Americans spent more money than they made. Nearly 1 in 4 Americans cannot pay their current monthly bills completely. Almost half of Americans would not be able to cover an emergency costing $400. Most Americans with 401ks, IRAs, or other retirement savings are not comfortable with how to make the right decision with their investments. The need to save is no secret. But as the statistics show, saving is not easy. It's actually really hard. How can one expect to save for retirement if you need 25 times your annual retirement expenses to retire? Saving money is hard. One reason saving is hard is that it's not prioritized or sometimes pushed into the future. Have you had these thoughts cross your mind? I'll start saving when I get that raise. Or it'll be so easy to save when I get that promotion at work. It's easy to see how saving for retirement can become an afterthought, especially when your friends and family may even try to dissuade you from saving by saying things like, you have to enjoy life, or you can't take all that money to heaven. Let's be honest, there is some truth to that. Life should be enjoyed, but one thing we've learned is that while money can't buy you sustained happiness, not having enough money and being broke will surely lead to misery. Watch out for lifestyle creep. The issue we have with the first few statements above is that when people begin to earn more money, they tend to allocate that money to new expenses before they save or invest in their own retirement. As soon as the raise or bonus comes, people start thinking about the new car or the kitchen remodeling they've been waiting for. This is called lifestyle creep, because your expenses slowly creep up with your wages so that you barely realize it, and you wonder where all your money's going. Just like spending more than you earn is on one end of the spectrum, so is saving everything and not spending any money. We think you can achieve a balance where not only can you adequately save for retirement, but you will not feel like you're missing out on the fun things in life. In fact, we think living and spending purposefully can bring you more happiness. Although it is true that you can't take your money with you once you die, the point of saving for retirement is not to die surrounded by piles of cash. The purpose is to use the money so you can sustain your quality of life once you stop working, or so that you don't have to work until you die. It's so that you have freedom and peace knowing you have enough money to take care of yourself and your loved ones. But if I'm going to earn a much higher salary later in my career, doesn't it make sense to wait and save more money later? Absolutely not. While this seems like a logical idea, this fails to take the power of compound interest into account. The sooner you can start saving, the better off you'll be. What is compound interest or compound growth? Compounding just means earning money on money already earned. If you save and invest for retirement, the money you save will not only grow as you save more, but will also grow as you earn profit on your investment. The longer you have your money invested, the faster it will grow. The profits will begin to earn profits. For example, if you save $100 and earn a return of 10% annually, in year one, you will earn $10. This is because $100 times 10% is $10. However, in year two, you will earn a profit of $11. That extra dollar earned is due to compounding, since you earned 10% on $110. In year three, that profit jumps to $12. In this example, it's clear that without making any changes by putting more money into the investment, you earn more every year just due to compounding. This is what gave birth to the investment saying, time in the market always beats market timing. Why should I care about compound interest? The sooner you start saving and investing, the more money you'll have. To end up with the same amount saved at retirement, if you start earlier, you can save less and still end up ahead. So, when is the best time to start saving for retirement? Today! By far, the best way to save for retirement is to start saving early and saving regularly. Once you start saving, you'll want to focus on commonly used retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs because of the tax advantages that they have. Once you're ready to start picking your investments, the best choice is to find the lowest fee index funds you can find. If you are ready to see the power of time and compounding in action, here's an example for you. A table in this post demonstrates how much identical twins, Jordan and Madison, saved for retirement. This example was done with an 8% annual rate of return. Breaking down their retirement savings. Jordan and Madison were born on the same day, have the same job, and plan to retire the day they turn 65. But clearly, one of them found the best way to save for retirement. Jordan starts saving money right away in her retirement account for a total of 10 years. While Madison decides to start saving once she's a bit more established and can comfortably save without having to make any sacrifices. While Jordan contributed $50,000 or $5,000 for 10 years, Madison put in a whopping $150,000, $5,000 for 30 years. Despite saving only a third of what Madison did, Jordan's retirement savings are 50% more than Madison's. If Jordan would have kept saving the same $5,000 for her entire working career, this single account would have ballooned to over $1.6 million. That is the power of compound interest. As you can see, starting to save early is super important. If you want to be like Jordan, it's time to get started. Whether you are early in your career or in your prime working years, the best time to start saving is now. Don't worry if you didn't start saving when you were 23, because there's nothing you can do to change the past. Just set your sights on the future and start your financial plan. If nothing else, just remember the best day to start saving for retirement was yesterday. The next best day is today. You just listened to the post titled, When Should You Start Saving for Retirement? By Francisco Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This article hit home for me because I fell victim to the mentality that my income would be so much higher in the future that I didn't need to prioritize saving or getting out of debt in my 20s. Yes, increasing your income is important, but waiting until that happens to start saving and investing is not a good financial strategy. If you're asking when to start saving and investing for retirement, the answer is now. And I just want to reiterate the best investment advice from this article. Time in the market always beats market timing. I totally agree with Francisco that the best way to start saving for retirement is to take advantage of the retirement vehicles offered by your employer. This typically looks like a 401k, a Roth 401k, a 403b, or simple IRA, and at the bare minimum, contribute enough to get the employer match, as that's free money. And if you're self-employed or a 1099 employee, you should be eligible for a solo 401k and/or SEP IRA. All of us are able to separately set up a traditional or Roth IRA regardless of what our employers offer. The tax benefits of retirement vehicles are just too good to not be the first stop on your retirement savings journey. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Financial Verse. So I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.